Sydney is for sport.
This is one of the great victories.
Listen to this.
The Australian Grand Prix.
Yannick Sinner, the Australian Open.
And Australia win the World Cup.
Driving your kids to the Oval, lacing up for the over 35s, or doing the form. However you're spending it, this decades-long institution is back in 2024 to soundtrack it. Racing royalty, Richard Friedman.
Hey, he's a pretty good guy.
Professional dribbler, Brendan Anakin.
Just need a rugby gym.
Makes you wanna scream.
Another screamer.
Listen to this crowd.
And a rotating cast of some of this country's finest athletes. If it's happening in sport, it'll be dissected here. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Whoa, here he is, fresh off listening to the new double album from Taylor Swift, Richard Friedman. Good morning. What's your favourite track?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't hear it?
No.
You meant to review it after 11.
Swiftie. I'm not a Swiftie.
Not a Swiftie?
No.
Is this man a Swiftie? Let's check in the rotating chair today.
The master rotator.
Former Rooster, former Knight, former New South Wales Blue. It's the great Mitchell Pearce. Good morning.
Hey, boys.
Hey, Mitch.
Pleased to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Bit of a Swiftie. You heard the album?
Yeah, I love Swiftie.
Hey, there you go.
I'm not getting into this with you because we could be doing some promotion on this station that I don't know about. Yeah. And if I say something, I'll get into trouble.
We're not doing a Taylor Swift promotion. I don't think you have to worry about that.
I wouldn't buy a Taylor Swift album if it was the only one left in the store.
There it is. Huh? Didn't take long.
It's just not for me.
Hey,
by the way, I'm in a great mood.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I gave away 10% of a $200,000 yearling.
Wow.
To someone in a raffle this morning.
It certainly wasn't me, Mitch. I'll tell you that much.
We raffled off this share, and she was so happy. Nothing more to pay. She gets her share. If it wins a golden slipper, she'll get a share of whatever he makes.
That's incredible.
Million.
How come I didn't know about this raffle?
Well, stay tuned. We might do another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Like, it's a good-looking horse. It's a progeny.
It is a cracker, this
horse. Okay.
An absolute beauty.
Maybe we do some
of it. She was so happy, too. That's fantastic.
As you would be. It's a free racehorse.
For the whole career. No training fees, no vet fees.
That's unreal.
It's all in.
Oh, well, anyway, good on you to whoever won that.
I was very happy about that. So don't get me in a bad mood, all right?
I didn't mean to.
You have a knack.
I do mean to, actually.
You do have a knack.
That is one of my virtues. Jai Arrow joining us after 11 from Souths. When are we going to see him on the pitch? Could be sooner rather than later.
Well, it depends how that shoulder's going.
Well, we'll ask him after 11 o'clock. As a Panthers fan, I was rattled this week with the news James Fisher-Harris is leaving the club. That came out of nowhere. I'm going to get to that in the sports update. I'd like Mitchell Pearce to find us a replacement too. Can you do that?
What?
Yeah, let me think.
Who's we?
Huh?
Are you talking about the show? Or
no, as a club. I group myself
you
in with...
You are not a part of that club.
They follow me on Instagram, so maybe I am. Richard.
You're not a Panther.
You know what I did yesterday? Josh Mansell has been filling in a bit as well, Mitchie.
Yep.
Josh was in there. I was like, we were talking about Bathurst because they're playing, Penrith are playing West. And I said to Josh, I was like, see, the thing about Penrith, Josh, is the way they play. And he was like really listening to me intently.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sorry, I did forget you played for Penrith for 10 years. He's like, I know how Penrith play. Nah, it's good stuff.
With all the ins and outs of sport.
There it is, that's out.
This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Friedman, Anakin.
Let's look at NRL Roundup 8. The games that have been Thursday night, an absolute cracker. The match of the round, nothing surpassing that. I'm calling it early. The Roosters going down 18-12 to the Storm at Allianz. A hell of a game, Mitch.
Yeah, it was. Three tries off kicks, I think. In the end there, and then one to sort of win the game there off a double kick, and then coach doing all the work to drag big Jared Hargraves over the try line, which was very impressive. But I think the Roosters would probably be feeling pretty wounded and down the day after that game. It was obviously a big must win, well, not must win, but it was an important game for them at home. So they're still going to be thereabouts. They'll find their way back, but I'd say the Chooky boys would be hurting a bit after that because it was a big stage for them.
It was a cracking game too. It was an absolute beauty. I thought they were a little unlucky, the Roosters. They, you know, a couple of decisions could have gone their way that didn't. Yep. And, you know, there was not enough in that match to say that mightn't have turned the match in their favour. But Melbourne, it's just relentless. Just relentless.
They look on this year. Last year it didn't look like their year, but this year they look like they've stepped it up.
I tell you what, it'll be a very good side if they keep playing with that consistency. They're going to make the grand final.
Mm.
They're going to be a hard team to beat.
There's an argument too, which will be made after 11, that Teddy might have played himself out of a Blues jersey. I want to know what you think about that after 11, all right, Mitch? Is that all right?
No worries.
Wonderful. Dragons Warriors, a surprise result. They were well beaten, the Warriors, 30-12 at Wynn Stadium. I do not remember the Warriors playing that badly in a very long time.
Yeah, I went down there. It was my good mate Mitch Barnett's 150th. So.
How good's Wynn Stadium, by the way?
It was good. Good atmosphere.
Oh, mate, unreal.
Cold with the wind, sea breeze there. But
the windsock was going hell for leather, was it?
It was actually all right. It was pretty still. I've played this over the years where it's freezing cold. But, yeah, Warriors, I think it's only their second, maybe third loss of the year. They're going to be thereabouts, in my opinion. But Dragons are a team that's going to keep improving. I think Flanagan's takes him time to implement what he wants to do, and they've had to change a lot of their old weaknesses, which has probably been inconsistency with their form and in their defence. But he's made them look a lot steelier in a short period of time.
I've trained horses like the Warriors, where they turn up at the races 1 week and you've got to check their brands to see if it was the same horse you took last week. That's just... They just, to me, I find them the most inconsistent team, and that's not just this season, because this season they've probably been reasonably consistent for them.
Yeah.
But over the years, geez, they have a culture of inconsistency.
Oh, that's it, because the Dragons played really well, but
Dragons are coming right.
Mm.
I think Flanagan's a great coach and always
Well, he has to be, right? Because in any club he gets parachuted into, they just seem to turn it around.
He's a great coach, and he will get that consistency with them. And I think you can see it starting to come now because they've been inconsistent too, which Drags will turn up. But I think they may go forward from here.
Mm.
I think, you know, I'll bet they finish above the Warriors. There you go. And
no.
You don't think so?
No.
Early Crow?
Well,
we've got it.
He's the expert.
Let's snip that up to producer Beck. We'll snip that up for the end of the year. That'll be fun. This one was really a tale of two halves. The Eels and the Dolphins, I think it was 8-4 at halftime. Ended up 44-16 to the Dolphins. They turned it on in that second half, Mitch.
And plenty of good tries, length of the field sort of footy. I love their young half, Katoa, there. I think he's really starting to find his own. And Benji Marshall's brother, Marshall King, I think, out of dummy half. We were only talking about that before, his ability to create space. And he's got plenty of speed out of dummy half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins are, you know, a real deal to be in that top eight.
I feel silly not picking. I picked the
Should
Eagles
have just
last
stopped
night. I feel silly not pick because they're the same conditions, like the Darwin conditions, very humid, very hot, very slippery. I mean, that's what the Dolphins are playing in half of the year as well. I feel silly not picking it.
Yeah. What is it with this season? Am I right in thinking that we're getting a lot of second half blowouts in matches that are looking like they're going to be tight to the end, and then they blow out one way or the other more than usual? Have you detected that at all, Mitch?
Yeah, there's definitely blowouts, and within games, you know, it might be the first 20 minutes lopsided. There was Cronulla-Canberra game the other week. They were up 18-0, and then it was like they've just grabbed their energy and just totally transformed the game. It's crazy to watch some
games.
Why
is that happening more this year?
I think people keep talking about the short dropouts, the six agains. It's easy to swing momentum in the split of a second now. In the old day, five years ago, when the rules were
back in my day,
yeah, but how it was. No, you know, I must be retired.
Back in the day, yeah, I feel you.
But yeah, those rule changes you think have made it more fatiguing.
I think so, yeah. And then the size of everyone now, like the players are so big, the middles, the outside back. So if they get a few back to back sets, it's just very difficult to stop the tidal wave coming at you. Basically,
is that cause for concern for the Eels? I mean, that is a drudging. That's no good.
That was a stinker.
They got torn to shreds that second half, man. How do you address that? How do you fix it?
Yeah, I think obviously Mitch Moses is a big out for them. Your best player is obviously the energy for them. They've had a few problems in and around their halves, but yeah, it's defensively too. Like I'm sure the coach wouldn't be happy with the way they turned up. So, and they did the same thing a couple of weeks ago. So they're in a bit of a rut, para.
They get all the big names in sport.
Big names.
And Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin too. Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Be careful. Very good.
You'll hear it in the Triple M Dead Set Legends Sports Update.
Oh, it's been a week of mourning for me, Richard.
Oh, why?
Penrith granting James Fisher-Harris a release from the remaining 2 years of his current contract. Front rower. He's linking up with the Warriors on a four-year deal from 2025. What a huge get for the Warriors, mate.
Huge, and it was pretty crazy how, not many things get kept a secret in this game. So it was sort of caught everyone off guard a little bit. It was obviously good management from the Warriors and Penrith to not getting any leaks about it. You don't normally see that happen in today's game. But, yeah, for the Warriors, he's the perfect signing for them. Just an absolute alpha male. In my opinion, still in the top three best front rowers in the game. And just an out-and-out leader. You hear all the Penrith boys speak glowingly about his leadership and everything he does there. So,
well, he just lifts the standard too, Mitch. And you saw that with New Zealand in the championship over summer as well, or just before summer.
He's been a wonderful servant for Penrith, hasn't he? I did hear on one broadcast somewhere that he was going to New Zealand, back to New Zealand for personal reasons.
That's correct.
So they might have got a bit, the team might have got a bit lucky. I don't know what those personal reasons are, but, you know, good luck to them.
Yeah. Leaves a big hole at Penrith too. So that's 950 for 25 and 26 that they've got to spend. That space has been freed up in the cap. Reportedly, they're having a look at Udo Ikemanu to fill the void from West. That'd be a great get.
He's a big boy.
Oof.
Yeah, they obviously need a strong play one leader, the guy that gets their set started. He's obviously going to leave a massive hole, and you can't replace great players like that. His legacy is obviously he's won three competitions there and probably close to their main leader at the club.
Maverick Guyer, is he too young?
He's more of a second rower.
You don't think he'd play up front?
I think he can, but I think he'll be coming off the bench to start with.
Okay.
I think they are actually looking for a place for him in the squad, because apparently Luke Garner's being shopped around, which I'm upset about as well, because I love Garns.
Yeah.
But that seems to be Garns. What's happening there.
Does he know you call him Garns?
We follow each other on Instagram as well.
Oh, my
I've
God.
Got a lot more friends than you think I have, mate.
You think they're friends?
Yeah.
I play with Luke at Roosters. He was there in the juniors.
Just a great fella. Yeah. Roosters star. Shout out to Luke. I know he listens. Rooster star Joey Manu will depart the NRL at season's end to take up a lucrative deal with Japanese rugby, and good on him. Reportedly $1 million a season. You take it if you could, right?
They've got to stop training where the rugby union are. They've got to get away from there. They keep losing players to them.
There's no tax there, I think, too, your first year in Japan. So
interesting.
Not a bad bet, is it? I'm pretty sure I've heard.
How do you know that? Were you sussed out for Japanese rugby?
Players talk.
He was so quick on that too.
I'm not good enough to go over there. Imagine me. Apparently you play, I'm not sure exactly, but obviously the season's shorter. And I heard that the first year's no tax.
You have sussed this out, haven't you?
If I got the offer and there's no tax and living in Japan.
You should see his Google search history. His Google search history, Japan, no tax.
Japan, rugby union, no tax.
Skiing in winter.
Oh, yes.
There it is.
There you go.
And what about this? This is a bit of fun news away from NRL. A 61-year-old former Ironman Grant Kenny, he's turned back the years to take out the ski relay final in the 2024 Aussie Surf Life-Saving Championships on the Sunny
Coast. Not the golden oldies.
No.
The open section.
Yeah. So it was like a relay, and he beat everyone by 51 seconds.
My God.
Yeah.
At 61.
What about that?
Wow.
Got me thinking. Amazing. Got me thinking.
Oh, no. No, don't you think.
Because you love my mind.
Your mind.
What's
the labyrinth that is your mind.
You're lost in there. What's the best geriatric sporting achievement?
Well, that'll be up there.
It's got to be.
It's got to be 61, right up there. I don't know. There'll be a boxer that's been a world champion in his 40s. I'll think of something.
But this is what I want.
Mike Tyson's coming back, isn't he?
It could be the
against,
best. Yes.
Paul.
Jake it? Paul. Yeah, yeah.
Paul.
Although I've seen him training and I don't think it will be.
I wouldn't want to fight him.
No one wants to fight him.
133353, the best geriatric sporting achievement that you've witnessed, that you've been a part of. Maybe your grandmother won a Mahjong championship.
No.
Yeah,
I'll get through.
I want that.
They get blocked.
100%. Could be anything. Could be minor, could be major.
I don't want to hear about your grandmother playing in the Mahjong.
If you're old, you're still playing sport.
You're up to it again. It's about old. You've got something with age.
But as soon as you turn what? How old, like in rugby league terms? 35?
Yeah, it depends how grey your hair is. Mine's pretty grey. I'll get told I look 40.
133353, $100 to spend at Red Rooster. If you're old, you're still playing sport, let us know. Cliffy Lyons is still getting around. Do you know that?
Yes, he's still alive.
He's still playing.
He's still playing.
No. Really?
He's still playing.
What a legend.
He's not as quick he's not as quick as he was.
No.
If it happens on the field, in the change rooms, or the car park, hear about it here. Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
What is the best geriatric sporting performance on 133353?
What is a geriatric definition?
As soon as you're getting over 30 in the sporting world.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely.
No,
absolutely.
I think it's got to be a lot older than that.
What, over 40?
50.
50.
Yeah.
Oh, your age is today. 133353. We're looking for it. Let's go to Sim in Glenmore Park. What have you got, mate?
G'day, gents. Look, if we're talking over 50, then it'd be very hard to go past Kelly Slater, I think.
Oh, what a star.
He's just about to pull up stumps. Yeah, is that right, Sim?
He's just about to pull up stumps. So he just, I believe he just surfed in the Margaret River Pro. And, yeah, he's called stumps, but the guy's an absolute champion. He's competing against people half his age. And, mate, he's been consistent. He's been on top of his game for forever. And, yeah, I think it'd be pretty hard to top him.
That is a good one. That is going to be hard to beat. But we may yet.
Let's go to Paul in Botany. Your best geriatric sporting achievement, Paul?
No doubt about it, gentlemen. It's got to be Gordie Howe, a Canadian hockey player, probably still the most famous Canadian, and he's been dead for 5 years, but played professional hockey over five decades. Come on.
That would be a hell of a performance if he was still playing dead.
I think that disqualifies you, though, doesn't it?
If you're dead?
If you're dead. I think you have to be living.
No, you can go on legacy. So what was it, over six decades?
Over six decades. Look it up, boys. Gordie Howe, the most, Mr. Hockey, the most famous Canadian ever. Come on.
Yeah, that's okay.
I believe you.
You know what? Paul sounds like he'd know.
Yeah, I think he's a solid fan there.
Kevin in Mortdale, this one has been going gangbusters on 133353. Who have you got?
Hi, guys. I think it's got to be Cliffy Young from, I think, 83, the Sydney to Melbourne Ultra Marathon.
Cliffy look, Young.
I forget how old he was. He was probably in his 60s.
In his gumboots?
Chaser. He was. You know, all these guys do it once a year, but this guy, you know, Sydney to Melbourne, I can hardly drive there.
Without stopping.
It was extraordinary to see that shuffle.
Mm.
Yeah, like all old people now. Go on.
Yeah, look, he was an absolute champ. I think he's training. He used to chase either sheep or cows.
Cows.
Yeah.
Around a bog in his gumboots.
Exactly. Yeah. Cows would have loved that.
That's how you train. Exactly. I want to put one up.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Andrew Hoy.
Okay.
Andrew Hoy, the equestrian. He's 65 now. I think he's going to go to Paris. I'm not sure. But he has been to, I think it's 8 Olympic Games already.
I don't remember an Olympics without Andrew Hoy.
It's just incredible. He's won 6 Olympic medals, 3 gold, 2 silvers, and a bronze.
Was he pre-1990?
That's a question I can't answer, but it's phenomenal.
That is incredible. You can't win the prize, unfortunately, but thank you for tossing that up, Richard. Yeah. Let's give it to Kevin in Mortdale. Well done. Rooster's calling you to try Red Rooster's new range of Ripper Rolls today. $100 to spend there. And we're going to send you to see some comedy as well. Double pass to the Sydney Comedy Festival Gala at Enmore Theatre, 23rd of April. Good on you, Kev.
Adjudicating another week of sport.
You are the worst umpire that I've ever seen in my life.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman, Brendan Anakin.
Not the start of the season Souths had envisioned, but still plenty of time to turn things around. Hopefully this man will be back on the field soon to help change their fortunes. Currently out injured, the great Jai Arrow. Good morning, mate.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Wonderful, brother. How are things going with that rotator cuff?
Yeah, really good. Rehab's been smooth sailing and looking for a return next week against Melbourne. So, just really excited I'm able to be able to play next week, and I've been put through tests this week with contact and whatnot, and I got through everything pretty well. So yeah, I'm excited to be able to be out there and playing footy again.
Hey Jai, Richard here. Just on the turmoil that's been at the club, or perceived turmoil in the media about the coach's position, and will he be there, and who's going to pay the penalty for the disappointing start? How much of that does actually filter down to the players? How much do they take any notice of that? Does it, you know, does it change the way you play or the way you feel about it?
Oh, not really. Look, if you speak to anyone at the club, I think, you know, it's been really good the way we've handled it, and training's been well. It's just our performances haven't shown that. Obviously, you know, it does get annoying, you know, not only for JD and his family, but for ourselves, you know, hearing about all that stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's all white noise, and we just have to block that out and, put in good performances on the field and make sure that we're doing the right things physically, mentally, and making sure that we're putting on good performances. Obviously, it hasn't gone that way at the moment, but look, we're building to that. Training's been really, really good this week. We obviously got the bye. The boys get a few days to freshen up and get away from footy. But leading into Melbourne, we're ready, and hopefully we can put in a good performance next Thursday.
And it has been hard too with those omissions, yourself, injured Campbell Graham as well. One dude that is new to the fold, Jack Whiten, what's he added to the team dynamic?
He's been really good, Jackie. He brings a lot of energy. He's such a good bloke. He's so good to have around the club. And I think he's been playing really good footy. He's a competitor. He competes on everything. And you can't really ask any more from Jackie, but love what he brings, and I'm actually really excited to play with him for the first time next Thursday. So, really looking forward to that.
Hey, Jai, it's Piercy. How you going, brother?
Yeah, good, mate.
Mate, how's Latrell going? Obviously, I've been there as a player plenty of times on the back of criticism and poor form, and I know more than anyone how quickly he can turn things around with just a big game. I'm sure he will soon, but how's he going?
No, he's good. He's good, Pierce. He's obviously in his best spirits as he can be. Obviously, he'd be pretty disappointed to be suspended, but it is what it is. As a teammate, we just want him to be Latrell, and obviously he's suspended. We don't care about that. We just want him to get himself right and come back and start to play really good footy, and I have no doubts he'll do that. But he's handled it really well. Obviously, he's someone who's ridiculed in the media, which as a teammate can get really frustrating. But we stick behind him with whatever he does, the big fella. And he's in high spirits at training. He's training really well in the other side. And he's handled it really well, mate. And that's all we can ask from him.
Just off left field, Mitch and I were just talking off air about how hard it is when you just get those repeat six tackles again. You're a big guy. How hard does it get for you when they get just repeat set after repeat set?
Yeah, it's a joke.
Stop giving the penalties away then, John.
Looks so hard.
Yeah, it doesn't help. It doesn't help for sure, especially when you've just played 20 in the middle, your ass is hanging out, your lungs are ready to explode, and you decide to say give away a penalty. I tell you what kills you as well is a repeat dropout step, but I saw you can counter that. You can counter that with the short dropout these days with that with the rule that they come in where you just play it 10 in, 10 out, which is an absolute treat. So thank you.
Man, I hate that rule. Jai, I hate it.
I love it. I reckon it's great.
I want to see the end of the short dropout.
Bad joke.
Must be penalised. You must be penalised, Jai. If you want to take that risk, that's where I think they've gone wrong, taking away that penalty, that easy 2 points in front.
Well, exactly. They brought the new rule in, which I'm happy about. So I'm happy to kick it out in the full and say,
I know you are. Listen, I know you're a unique individual as well. How have you been spending the time? Like, you've been rehabbing, obviously, but you've got to fill that extra time. What have you been doing? Anything on Netflix? Are you listening to any tunes that we should be
golf?
Across? I don't think you're golfing with a rotator cuff issue.
No, perhaps not.
Just quietly, I have been trying to, behind closed doors, trying to, pretend to swing a golf club. That is no good.
Okay, that's out.
Don't say that.
Yeah, so that I had to cross that off, but more just the beach, just being relaxing. I've actually probably been doing more training in rehab than I have, say, you normally would in season. So I've been chock-a-block with first in the gym, last to leave. I keep saying that to the boys and they keep telling me to shut up. But look, I've just been filling my time with just crap, really.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
You look like you're in a good place. Last time I saw you down at the beach, you're having a real good lunch.
I live in the dream, PC.
There you go, Daily Mail print that. He's been filling his life with crap. Jai Arrow, always a pleasure, my man. Best of luck if you do rip and tear next week. You're going to have to do so hard against Melbourne. Good on you, man. It's going to be great to see you back out there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if it's happening in sport, you'll hear about it here.
The greatest happening in sport.
Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Richard Friedman and Brendan Anakin.
Let's do a bit of keep or cull. We haven't done this for a while. This is ideas, concepts, positions in the world of rugby league that need to be reviewed.
Let me explain this. Brendan comes up with things that he thinks should happen and then tries to get us on board with it.
Yes, that I deem need to be reviewed in the world of rugby
league. Now you've come clean.
Let's kick things off with James Tedesco at fullback for the Blues. There has been a lot of discussions in the media about this.
Oh, no.
No, there has. And I reckon
you're against it, aren't you?
Mate, I think he started the season really well. I think there's a great argument. I just saw a couple of things against that game.
See, you want him off, don't you?
No, no, no.
You want him out. Well, you want us to agree with you. Well, I'm not agreeing with you, right? Because I think he will step up. He will certainly not let the side down. And he probably deserves a shot at it because of his history.
I want to know what Piercy thinks.
Not me.
Yeah, never.
Never you.
Go on.
Never knock a champion. Yeah. What I say. Yes. A lot of respect for Teddy as a player and a bloke. Yeah, never knock a champion. I think it's as simple as that. He's won 5 Player of the Years at the Roosters, back-to-back. No one has ever done that. He's one of the all-time greats at the Roosters, one of the all-time great fullbacks of our game ever. And he's a leader. I know that all those New South Wales players will trust Teddy in those big moments in the big games.
That's cool.
He hasn't done enough wrong to lose his spot.
And you know what? I probably agree with that. Just a couple of worrying...
No, you don't.
No. With a couple of worrying things I saw in that game, that kick on the second when... Really, they needed to hold onto the ball. Just a bit of panic creeping in. That trip as well. You do that late against Queensland, you get sent to the bin.
Well, how didn't he get sent to the bin? Because
that's what I mean.
Clearly looked like a trip. It's not about Teddy. It's about the ref. How didn't he just put his hands up? I thought it was always...
All I'm saying is there's a bit of panic creeping in that I haven't seen before. That is a bit worrying. I tend to agree with you. He does keep his spot until it becomes untenable. DC at Manly, do you re-sign him? He's off contract next season. If he does want to go around again, you're keeping him in the halves, Pissy?
Yeah, I would. Like, Chez, what, he just broke the all-time record for Manly. I love Chez as well as a player, and he's a great person as well. He's obviously a leader there, and he's like the other trend of halves that are getting older that are still playing better footy as they get older. So I think Chez could play another 3 years if he wanted to. It's just whether he's where his heart is, I suppose. But physically, I can't see him stopping.
100%. He is playing as well as he's played in the last any time in the last 10 years. And I reckon, where do you go and find another halfback of that quality?
Yeah.
With that level of experience and skill and all the attributes that he has, where are you going to find another one? I reckon Manly got to try and talk him into another 3 years so that it can develop.
3 years?
Yeah, a couple of years anyway, so they can develop someone behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, we're keeping him. All right. He'll be happy to know that. The third and final, because we're making the decisions.
Yeah.
Dez at the Titans. How long do you give Dez?
Dez is an enigma.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting gigs. I don't know. It's been a while between drinks for a Dez coach side, hasn't it?
I just, personally, Piercy, I think that the Titans should have won a game already, and they haven't.
I was talking to Kieran Foran, who's one of my real good mates, grew up with Kieran. I was surprised how optimistic he was about a week ago. I was going into the Canberra game. He spoke about, he loves Dez. Like, Dez is his man, and they've got a great relationship, and he thinks that they can turn it around. That's coming from one of their best players.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
That's all I could say.
Well, he's got to think that. If your best player doesn't think that, or one of your most experienced players doesn't think that, you're in real trouble.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that he said that, but he's got to think it.
And we have seen that trouble play out in the past, haven't we?
Look, I can't predict Dez. He's just an enigma. I can't read
him. I think Manly have to be careful today, actually. I think it could
Manly
be.
Manly do.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing the Titans. I think it's going to be a real danger game because they nearly got over the Raiders. I'd be fuming.
Okay. I have to back Manly.
Oh yeah,
can't back.
No, they'll probably do it 13 plus. I'm just saying it's a danger game.
Yeah.
With all the ins and outs of sport,
there it is. That's out.
This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends, Friedman Anakin.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now you're going to hear about it.
Richard's list of grievances.
My grievance today, very personal. And perhaps people think, you know, not really worthy of a grievance, but that's never worried me in the past.
Well, they're always personal because it's something that's happened to you during the week and you're upset about it.
Yes. And I've been watching the ads for the Olympics.
Okay.
And Channel 9 are doing the Olympics and I direct this at Channel 9.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I don't work there anymore. So.
But I might. Don't ruin my chances.
Ruin it for you too. They're running ads for the Olympics and they've got every sport you can think of. Sports we've won gold medals at, sports we've never won gold medals at, and they've missed out one very dear to my heart. We have won that many equestrian medals at the Olympics over the last 20 years with people like Andrew Hoy, who is going to if he goes to Paris, he'll go to his ninth Olympics. It's just, it's unbelievable. They just ignore it like it doesn't exist. But they'll put on sports where we've got no hope of winning a medal, and they'll put on athletes in those sports that nobody's ever heard of. Mate, and may not.
It's not athletics. It's not swimming. I love my horses just like you, but
if you're gonna put on gold medalists, they've done an enormous job. It's a very difficult sport, and I am upset about it. Right? Okay. They could have just put a clip of any horse on the ad.
Nature Strip.
would
Here's Nature Strip.
It's actually jumping at the moment. Did you know that?
I know. I want to see Nature Strip in the Olympics.
I'll write a letter. But nevertheless, Cathy O'Hara's got him. She's a jockey and she jumps on him.
Yeah.
You know, he does jumping events.
Yeah.
But who knows? Who knows? Cathy and he might go.
There you go.
But you know what? They'll get ignored by Channel 9.
Yeah, okay.
Get some equestrian on your ads. Do the right thing by these people.
No, I know. Mr. Sneezeby's a big listener of Dead Set Legends. So
you had to belittle it, didn't you? You just had to go there, didn't you?
There you go, Mr. Sneezeby. Some food for thought. Saturday Scrum up next on Sydney's Triple M. We'll catch you next week.